Well, one of the big news items over the weekend was Trump announcing that 300,000 tons of, I think what he called product for beef, we'll talk about that mystery shortly, is going to be imported from Argentina now because the tariffs will be dropped against it. And this has, of course, enraged U.S. farmers. I mean, you can't blame them. I mean, Trump, you know, farmers voted for Trump. He promised them that he would really encourage, you know, domestic supply chains and domestic farmers and ranchers and domestic production. You know, you've heard this over and over again. This is, and by the way, Argentina being chosen for this is not a coincidence. This actually has everything to do with the Zionist plan, by the way, but there's an even bigger plan underway to consolidate the beef industry into the hands of just a few mega corporations in America and to wipe out the small independent farmers and ranchers. So it's not just the ranchers that have the cattle, it's also the farmers that grow the feed for the cattle. They're being put out of business because of this. I talk to ranchers. They're incensed about this because the price of their cows, you know, of their herd just plummeted. And you're going to see bankruptcies across the board. Across the United States, massive bankruptcies, even with herd sizes already near record lows or historic lows, at least in the last, you know, 40 years, they're going to get a lot worse. And on top of that, Trump's saying that there's going to be 300,000 tons, not pounds, but tons of imported, quote, product for beef. I'm not exactly sure what he means by product for beef. Does he mean just cows, or does he mean something like, you know, beef product, like so-called pink slime? Is this something that sort of legally, technically could be called beef, but maybe you wouldn't recognize it if you saw? I'm not sure what he meant by that, but a lot of people are suspicious that he used that very specific phrase, product for beef. Why didn't he just say 300,000 tons of, you know, cows or something, or 300,000 tons of beef? What is this product for beef? Well, probably you're going to find out, or we're all going to find out. Now, a big part of the answer to this is wherever you can, seek out your local ranchers. Buy beef locally. I've done that because I know ranchers. I've got sources of, you know, locally produced, no glyphosate, no GMOs in the feed, even no vaccines. Also, there's a company out of Austin that does, or, well, their cows aren't in Austin, but the company is located near Austin, and they sell really clean beef. And right now, this is critical because I don't know what I'm getting from Argentina. By the way, at the same time, there's no country of origin labeling required for beef in the United States. Even though that's been proposed, there was an effort to try to push a law that would require that. It's not a law. At least that's my current understanding. I don't think that's a law. So you're going to have all this mystery beef on the shelf later this year from mystery sources, you know, and obviously this is a midterm election plot to just keep food prices low at the expense of throwing the American farmers and ranchers under the bus. So, you know, there you go. Trump betraying the ranchers now. Who has he not betrayed yet? It's almost everyone, it seems. Now he's going after the ranchers and farmers. So here's a statement from the Missouri Farm Bureau. Garrett Hawkins, the president, said the following, quote, "Cattle producers are rightly frustrated by today's announcement that President Trump plans to increase foreign beef imports and sell that beef below the cost of production." See what I mean? This is like dumping onto the U.S. market to put domestic cattle ranchers out of business. Okay, continuing. Garrett says, quote, "Americans, including farm families, are paying more for fuel, electricity, housing, and nearly everything else. We understand the desire to provide relief to American families facing high grocery costs, but additional market intervention in the cattle market is the wrong approach." Remember, this is a very politically correct version of the statement. probably behind closed doors, they're, you know, cursing at Trump. But Garrett goes on. He says, after years of drought, high input costs, and a historically low cattle herd, producers are finally seeing strong cattle prices. That income is providing much needed stability as farm balance sheets remain volatile. Today's announcement has already pressured cattle prices and will further erode confidence in the market. For many producers, fall calf sales are the only opportunity to market cattle off the farm. Adding uncertainty does nothing to encourage producers to rebuild the U.S. cattle herd. Decreased confidence in the supply chain has also resulted in a decrease of packing capacity. Yeah, because, you know, packing plants are being shut down. And COVID was part of that, too. They would shut down packing plants and put them out of business. He continues, meanwhile, farm input prices continue to rise with no meaningful relief in sight. Washington should let the cattle market work. Provide signals that encourage producers to rebuild the herd and address runaway costs of inputs on the farm. Yeah, just wait till the diesel shortage kicks in, Garrett. Oh my God. Like, ranching and farming is going to be completely unaffordable. Anyway, here's his final statement. Importantly, this proposal does not solve the underlying causes of high food prices and unfairly places the blame on American farmers and ranchers. We strongly urge the administration to reverse this decision and support American cattle producers. So there you go. That's the Missouri Farm Bureau, or as they say, if you're from there, Missouri Farm Bureau. And then economist Brandon Weikert, who I interviewed a few weeks back, he said about all this, he said, at this point, it's hard not to think that this is all intentional. Who in their right mind would call for the destruction of the U.S. cattle industry unless it was part of a scheme to destroy America from within? So, yeah, it is a scheme to destroy food supply chains. It's a scheme to make, ultimately, to make Americans more dependent on food from somewhere else and to just bankrupt farmers and ranchers across the country. And also to plunge the American people into increased risk of famine. That's coming too, because of course fertilizer prices are much higher. And also diesel scarcity is about to get much worse. So if you think about it, this is really similar to Trump emptying the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to try to keep fuel prices low before the midterms. But in this case, he's throwing U.S. ranchers under the bus to try to make beef cheaper for consumers, trying to get more votes. I guess he figures there's more votes from people who buy beef than there are votes from those who raise beef. So the real bottom line here is that maybe in the short run, beef will become less expensive. But in the long run, it's going to be way worse because we'll be dependent on imports from other countries that we can't control. So, you know, this goes against the very idea of MAGA, of what Trump claimed he stood for during the campaigns. He said, you know, we're going to become more self-reliant. We're going to have more domestic industry. We're going to produce things ourselves. Well, shouldn't that include food? Maybe. This is the opposite of that. This is destroying domestic industry. And I guess, I mean, I can't help but think this is going to make more farms available to be purchased by big tech for their data centers. Fire sale on farms, you know, because Trump is all in the pockets of big tech and big business, and they need land. And a lot of farmers don't want to sell until they absolutely have to because they're facing bankruptcy. And then at some point, they'll have to just sell the herd and sell the land and move, you know, to a neighborhood or something, which is heartbreaking for a rancher to have to do that. But I've seen that happen before. And then that farm gets bought up by a big data center, turned into a giant, you know, surveillance grid, technocracy hub to be weaponized against humanity. So that's what Trump seems to be doing, at least from what I can see. So what can you do about this one? Well, like I said, number one, support local farmers and ranchers however you can. And then secondly, prepare to grow more of your own food to become a little bit more self-reliant in terms of your food supply, because the supply chains are going to be wrecked increasingly, and domestic production of food is getting far worse. And remember, just one generation away, large portions of the farming states, you know, Oklahoma, Kansas, parts of Texas, etc., are going to run dry on the Ogallala water aquifer. That'll be gone in one generation for many areas, like northern Texas, for example. And from there, those farms are just, it's just dead land, unusable, can't use it for agriculture, can't use it for cattle, can't use it for much of anything except, of course, you know, data centers and solar farms. So that's probably the plan. All right, well, you can stay informed on all of this. Follow my work, of course, at brightvideos.com. And my editorial coverage of this will be at naturalnews.com. But pray for the farmers and ranchers right now. We do need domestic food security. And Trump is harming it substantially, economically, right now. So stay informed, and thank you for listening. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.